Please stand for the presentation of the posting of the colors by the Wyoming National Guard. Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance I invited the Reverend Thomas Conklin, pastor of the Church of the Holy Trinity in Cheyenne, to give the invocation.
Let's pray. Thank you. Lord God, as the Wyoming Senate is called to order and begins the 2018 budget session of the 64th Wyoming Legislature, be with our senators and their support staff as they, in these next 20 days, seek to craft biennial budget, address the pressing issues of funding, especially of our schools, to determine what other bills and resolutions are to be introduced. The time we have is fleeting. It will help us to be efficient in our procedures and effective in our actions. Now give us eyes, ears, minds, and hearts that hear the needs of the people whom we serve, wisdom and good judgment of to address these needs, and the openness to listen to one another as we work for the common good of the people of this great state of Wyoming. We ask this in all these things in your holy name.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome. We get to say that favorite thing, will the chief clerk please call the roll? Not in back order, in front order.
Agar.
Present.
Anderson.
Here.
Anselmi Doughton.
Here.
Baldwin.
Here.
Bernard.
Here.
Boner.
Here.
Bouchard.
Here.
Burns.
Here.
Case.
Present.
Christensen.
Excused.
Coe,
here.
Dockstetter,
here.
Driscoll,
here.
Ellis?
Present.
Emmerich?
Here.
Hastert?
Here.
Hicks?
Here.
Kinski?
Here.
Landon?
Here.
Meyer?
Here.
Moniz?
Here.
Nethercott?
Here.
Pappas?
Here.
Perkins?
Here.
Peterson?
Here.
Rothfuss?
Here.
Scott?
Here.
Von Platern?
Here.
Wasberger?
Here.
President Bebout?
Here.
29 present, 1 excused.
We have 29 present, 1 excused for the Senate. Our doctor of the day is Dr. Dustin Durham from UW Family Medicine Residency Program here in Cheyenne. Please join me in welcoming him to the Senate. Welcome, Doctor. Doctor, that guy in the corner over there from Park County, keep a special eye on him, if you would, please. Senator Coe. Mr. Majority Floor Leader. Turn your mic on. Oh, I got to turn it on for you.
Turn me on, Mr. President. Thank you. Mr. President, I move that the following named persons be placed in nomination as the new employees of the Senate and that they be voted on collectively. Will the reading clerk please read the names of the new employees and their respective positions?
Sue Broyles, page. Linda Chasson, watchperson. Michael Cunningham, telephone receptionist. Georgia George, Corporations and Minerals Secretary. Ron Kosicki, collator clerk. Cindy Parker, watchperson. William Torgerson, student page. Marcia Ziegelman, labor and transportation.
You heard the motion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion carried. Welcome. Staff, thank you so much for being here. I direct the Chief Clerk to notify His Excellency the Governor that the 2018 budget session of the Senate 64th Wyoming State Legislature is organized and ready to receive any communications he may desire to submit. I further direct the Chief Clerk to notify the House that the 2018 budget session of the Senate 64th Wyoming State Legislature is organized and ready to receive any communications they may desire to submit. It is my pleasure to introduce Cantory, a small vocal ensemble from the Laramie County Community College. They're coming in the back door now. Please come on in. Under the direction of Beth Keene, Director of Choral Music at the LCCC, welcome to the Wyoming Senate. We're looking forward to your performance. Come on in. And the Senate will stand at ease till the sound of the gavel.
Thank you.
and burn in, keep your lamps. Trimmed and burn in, keep your lamps. Trimmed and burn in.
I hear the
eternal, ringing on the farther shore. As I near those swollen waters, with their deep and solemn roar,
in the sky. If we come together,
back in the sky. If we come together, we can mend a crack in the sky.
Thank you so much for that incredible presentation. If that doesn't get us started off in the right direction, nothing will. And for all you young people, best of luck. It's good to see you here and share this opportunity with you. Okay, members of the Senate, we're going to go into introduction of bills. I'm sure you're all very much aware of it. You'll have 3 minutes to explain your bill. There will be no rebuttal. Then we'll have a roll call vote. It takes a supermajority to be able to move the bill forward for introduction. We have 31 Senate files on our slate. We'll try to get through most of them if we can. And with that, Senate file 3, first reading of the Senate file.
Senate file 3, Antelope Hunt Licenses, sponsored by the Travel Committee.
Senator Emmerich.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move Senate file 3 and ask for your consideration. This is an iteration, well, it's an exact copy, of Senate file 60 from last year. We passed it out of here unanimously. And it timed out, I believe, in the other house. What it provides is another 80 set-aside antelope licenses for specifically a women's antelope hunt that will occur in a different part of the state. We've discussed it ad nauseum last year, and I ask for your favorable support. Thank you, Mr. President.
Okay, we're voting on Senate File 3. For introduction, Chief Clerk, will please call the roll.
Agar?
Aye.
Agar, aye. Anderson?
Aye.
Aye. Anselmi Doughton?
Aye.
Aye. Baldwin?
Aye.
Aye. Barnard?
Aye.
Aye. Boner?
Aye.
Aye. Bouchard?
No.
No. Burns?
Aye.
Aye. Case?
Aye.
Aye. Christensen excused. Coe?
Aye.
Aye. Dockstetter?
Aye.
Aye. Driscoll?
Aye.
Aye. Ellis?
Aye.
Emmerich?
Aye.
Aye. Hastert?
Aye.
Aye. Hicks?
Aye.
Aye. Kinski?
Aye.
Aye. Landon?
Aye.
Aye. Meyer?
Aye.
Aye. Moniz?
Aye.
Aye. Nethercott?
Aye.
Pappas?
Aye.
Aye. Perkins?
Aye.
Aye. Peterson?
Aye.
Aye. Rothfuss?
Aye.
Aye. Scott?
Aye.
Aye. Von Fladen?
Aye.
Aye. Wasserberger?
Aye.
Aye. President Bebout?
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote. Closing vote closed. 28 aye, 1 no, 1 excused.
By your vote, Senate File 3 has received a 2/3 vote for introduction. We refer to Committee Number 6, Travel. Senate File 4, first reading of the Senate file.
Senate File 4, Regulation of Bingo and Pull Tab Games, sponsored by the Travel Committee.
Senator Emmerich.
Thank you, Mr. President. I've moved Senate File 4 and ask for your consideration and for explanation. I will yield to the Senator Burns.
Senator Burns, you move for introduction. Go ahead, Senator Burns.
Mr. President. Mr. President, I was the one who originally asked the committee to sponsor this bill. Basically, we've got
pull tabs and bingo games going on around the state, and none of the local authorities know who is doing this. They don't know if they're legal, if they're not legal, and those people who may have a complaint, say that they felt they got cheated on pull tabs or something, have nobody to complain to about it. All this does is allow local authority to authorize pull tabs and bingo, And if the community, the local authority, chooses not to, if you look at page 3, they don't require it. If the local community, be it town or county, doesn't want to do it, they don't have to. And with that, I would ask for your favorable consideration.
Okay, we're voting on introduction of Senate File 4. Will the Chief Clerk please call the roll?
Agar?
Aye.
Aye. Anderson?
Aye.
Aye. Anselmi Downton?
Aye.
Aye. Baldwin?
Aye.
Aye. Barnard?
Aye.
Aye. Boner?
Aye.
Aye. Bouchard?
Aye.
Aye. Burns?
Aye.
Aye. Case?
Aye.
Aye. Christensen Excuse Co?
Aye.
Aye. Dockstetter?
Aye.
Driscoll?
Aye.
Aye. Ellis?
Aye.
Aye. Emmerich?
Aye.
Aye. Hastert?
Aye.
Aye. Hicks?
Aye.
Aye. Kinski?
Aye.
Aye. Landon?
Aye.
Aye. Meyer?
Aye.
Aye. Moniz?
Aye.
Aye. Nethercott? Aye. Pappas?
Aye.
Aye. Perkins?
Aye.
Aye. Peterson?
Aye.
Aye. Rothfuss?
Aye.
Aye. Scott?
Aye.
Aye. Von Fladern?
Aye.
Aye. Wasserberger?
Aye.
President Bebout?
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote. Closing vote closed. 29 aye, 1 excused.
Senate File 4, having received 2/3 vote for introduction, has been introduced to refer to Committee Number 6, Travel. Senate File 5, first reading of the Senate File.
Senate File 5, Medicine Lodge State Archaeological Site, sponsored by the Travel Committee.
Senator Emmerich.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move Senate File 5 and ask for your favorable consideration. The Medicine Lodge boundary is about 35 acres. This is up by Hyattville. And there is no remaining land for use in recreation. So they want to expand by taking 3 parcels, 10 acres, 14 acres, and 28 acres, which are owned and managed by the Wyoming Game and Fish, to include within this state park. Part of the water for this state park is located in one of the side parcels, and there is some leased ground used for hay meadows, the leased by the Game and Fish at present time, and the owner and the lessee is in complete favor of this because that lease will not be compromised. This is merely placing 3 more pieces of Wyoming land together for more adequate management and use by state parks.
Okay, we're voting on introduction to Senate File 5. Will the Chief Clerk please call the roll?
Agar?
Aye.
Aye. Anderson?
Aye.
Aye. Anselmi Downton?
Aye.
Aye. Baldwin?
Aye.
Aye. Barnard?
Aye.
Aye. Boner?
Aye.
Aye. Bouchard?
Aye.
Aye. Burns?
Aye.
Aye. Case?
Aye.
Aye. Christensen Excuse Co.
Aye.
Aye. Dockstetter?
Aye.
Aye. Driscoll?
Aye.
Aye. Ellis?
Aye.
Aye. Emmerich?
Aye.
Aye. Hastert?
Aye.
Aye. Hicks?
Aye.
Aye. Kinski?
Aye.
Aye. Landon?
Aye.
Meyer?
Aye.
Aye. Moniz?
Aye.
Nethercott?
Aye.
Pappas?
Aye.
Aye. Perkins?
Aye.
Aye. Peterson?
Aye.
Aye. Rothfuss?
Aye.
Aye. Scott?
Aye.
Aye. Von Fladern?
Aye.
Aye. Wasserberger?
Aye.
Aye. President Bebout?
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote.
Senator Coe? Well, let's finish the vote. Okay. Go ahead.
Closing vote. Closing vote closed. 29 aye, 1 excused.
By your vote, you received the 2/3 necessary for introduction. Senate File 5 will be referred to Committee Number 6, Travel. Senator Coe.
May I have privilege of the floor?
You may.
I'd like to have the Senate welcome a group that comes down every year from Cody High School with their instructor, Deb White. They've been coming down here now for... not these kids in particular, for 22 years. But they're down here to enlighten us on computer science, and if they'd please stand, I'd like to have you recognize them in the balcony.
Save yourself, sir.
I got really old kids in my class.
They got some really old kids in that.
Welcome to the Senate. Senator Case.
Thank you, Mr. President. May I have privilege of the floor, please?
Yes, sir, you may.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd like to, Mr. President, I'd like you to join me and welcome some folks from Fremont County that are here and some good friends of mine and yours and actually Senator Wassenberger's as well, because we have Katie Law and the Student Council from the Arapahoe School District. That's District 38, Mr. President, one of the fine school districts in Fremont County. These are the student council members, and there's kids of all ages. And their principal, Mr. President, is, believe it or not, a former student, I think maybe a kindergarten student, of Senator Wassenberger. Would you all from Arapahoe School please stand and welcome.
Hey! Welcome to the Senate. Senate File 6, first reading of the Senate file.
Senate File 6, Real Estate Exemption Restoration, sponsored by the Labor Committee.
Senator Scott.
Mr. President, I move for introduction of Senate File 6. Mr. President, what Senate File 6 does is restore an exemption that the real estate people have had for time out of memory. I can't remember when this was put in the statute. I think it was done before my time. They've always, this is in the area where there's an uncertainty whether people are employees or independent contractors. We've always had an exemption that essentially put the real estate people that were on commission and the independent contractor and exempt from workers' comp and unemployment insurance. Because of that, it's the way it's always worked. What's happened is, as the real estate business has evolved, they do some things that are not on commission, giving opinions on price and things like that. It's a minor part of their job, but it is part of the job. And the bureaucrats looked in the statute and say it says solely on commission, so they then removed the exemption and put them entirely under workers' comp and unemployment insurance. The industry would like to go back to the system they've always had. I think they're entirely justified. And so they came to Labor Committee, and this bill is the committee's recommendations. I urge the Senate to introduce.
Chief Kirk, please call the roll.
Agar?
Aye.
Aye. Anderson?
Aye.
Aye. Anselmi Dalton?
Aye.
Aye. Baldwin?
Aye.
Aye. Barnard?
Aye.
Aye. Boner?
Aye.
Aye. Bouchard?
Aye.
Aye. Burns?
Aye.
Aye. Case?
Aye.
Aye. Christensen excused Co.
Aye.
Aye. Dockstetter?
Aye.
Aye. Driscoll?
Aye.
Aye. Ellis?
Aye.
Aye. Emmerich?
Aye.
Aye. Hastert?
Aye.
Aye. Hicks?
Aye.
Kinski?
Aye.
Aye. Landon?
Aye.
Aye. Meyer?
Aye.
Aye. Moniz?
Aye.
Aye. Nethercott?
Aye.
Aye. Pappas?
Aye.
Aye. Perkins?
Aye.
Aye. Peterson?
Aye.
Aye. Rothfuss?
Aye.
Aye. Scott?
Aye.
Aye. Bonflader?
Aye.
Aye. Wassenberger?
Aye.
Aye. President Bebout?
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote. Closing vote closed. 29 aye, 1 excused.
Senate File 6, having received 2/3 vote for introduction, Senate File 6 shall be referred to Committee Number 10, Labor. Senate File 7, first reading of the Senate file.
Senate File 7, Insurance, Corporate Governance Annual Disclosure, sponsored by the Corporations Committee.
Senator Case.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. I move for introduction of Senate File 7 and ask for your favorable consideration. In a nutshell, this is one of a series of insurance bills that affect our Department of Insurance and the licensing of insurance companies in Wyoming. This bill relates to the National Association of Insurance Commissioners. The situation, Mr. President, is that we try to have uniform laws throughout the states with regards to insurance, the main purpose of which is to keep the federal government from taking over that role of regulation. And so it's better to, we certainly believe it's better to have state regulation of insurance than and and therefore we need a uniform basis for laws. This is part of that uniform basis, Mr. President. It really comes out of to improve the governance of these insurance companies by having more and more detailed reporting. Frankly, it comes about because of the financial crisis of 2008. It's sort of an extension of that. It also has international ramifications because we have international arrangements regarding insurance companies. I'd ask for your favorable consideration. It's a very exciting bill, and you're going to love it. Thank you, Mr. President.
Chief Clerk, call the roll.
Agar?
Aye.
Aye. Anderson?
Aye.
Aye. Anselmi Dalton?
Aye.
Aye. Baldwin?
Aye.
Barnard?
Aye.
Aye. Boner?
Aye.
Bouchard?
Aye.
Aye. Burns?
Aye.
Aye. Case?
Aye.
Aye. Christensen excused. Co?
Aye.
Aye. Dockstetter?
Aye.
Aye. Driscoll?
Aye.
Aye. Ellis?
Aye.
Aye. Emmerich?
Aye.
Aye. Hastert?
Aye.
Aye. Hicks?
No.
No. Kinski?
Aye.
Landon?
Aye.
Aye. Meyer?
Aye.
Aye. Moniz?
Aye.
Aye. Nethercott?
Aye.
Aye. Pappas?
Aye.
Aye. Perkins?
Aye.
Aye. Peterson?
Aye.
Aye. Rothfuss?
Aye.
Aye. Scott?
Aye.
Aye. Von Plater?
Aye.
Aye. Wasserberger?
Aye.
Aye. President Bebout?
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote? Closing vote closed. 28 aye, 1 no, 1 excused.
Senate File 7, having received two-thirds vote for introduction, Senate File 7 shall be referred to Committee Number 7, Corporation. Senate File 8, first reading of the Senate File.
Senate File 8, Insurance, Audited Annual Financial Reports, sponsored by the Corporations Committee.
Senator Case.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move for introduction of Senate File 8, Insurance, Audited Annual Financial Reports, and I ask to yield to Senator Agar.
Senator Agar.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate File 8 is another piece of the NAIC model legislation that the Corporation Committee looked at this summer. Our insurance department will need this to maintain its NAIC accreditation, which we've had since 1993. This model will become the accreditation standard in January 2020. The bill updates existing audit requirements in Chapter 3 of the Insurance Code and will require larger insurance companies to have an internal audit function. Currently, public health insurance companies are already required to have an internal audit function in order to be listed on the stock exchange. This bill brings the requirements to larger non-public companies to level the playing field. This requirement is also related to compliance with international standards, specifically ICP-8, if the United States is in compliance with international standards, it will make it easier for U.S. companies to do business on the global scale. Thank you, Mr. President.
Chief Clerk, call the roll.
Agar?
Aye.
Aye. Anderson?
Aye.
Aye. Anselmi Dalton?
Aye.
Aye. Baldwin?
Aye.
Aye. Barnard?
Aye.
Aye. Boner?
Aye.
Aye. Bouchard?
Aye.
Aye. Burns?
Aye.
Aye. Case?
Aye.
Christensen excused. Co.
Aye.
Aye. Dockstetter?
Aye.
Aye. Driscoll?
Aye.
Aye. Ellis?
Aye.
Aye. Emmerich?
Aye.
Aye. Hastert?
Aye.
Aye. Hicks?
Aye.
Aye. Kinski?
Aye.
Aye. Landon?
Aye.
Aye. Meyer?
Aye.
Aye. Moniz?
Aye.
Aye. Nethercott?
Aye.
Pappas?
Aye.
Aye. Perkins?
Aye.
Aye. Peterson?
Aye.
Aye. Rothfuss?
Aye.
Aye. Scott?
Aye.
Von Plater?
Aye.
Aye. Wasserberger?
Aye.
Aye. President Bebout?
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote? Closing vote closed. 29 aye, 1 excused.
Senate File 8, having received two-thirds vote for introduction, Senate File 8 shall be referred to Committee Number 7, Corporation. Senate File Number 9, first reading of the Senate File.
Senate File 9, Insurance Code Revisions, sponsored by the Corporations Committee.
Senator Case.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move for introduction of Senate File 9, Insurance Code Revisions, and I ask to yield to Senator Nethercott.
Senator Nethercott.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Senate File 9 is Insurance Code Revisions, a very fascinating bill that will keep you up at night. The bill essentially does the following things. It makes the insurance code more business-friendly and repeals an antiquated chapter of the insurance code. So most importantly and most specifically, it allows companies that don't meet the two-year seasoning requirement to become licensed if they are already affiliated with an insurance provider here in the state. So it allows them to do business here that much quicker, allows more flexibility due to varying company structures for the insurance companies. Additionally, it allows the insurance commissioner broader authority to allow insurance companies to become licensed if there's not adequate competition in a particular line of insurance. So it encourages competition and allows for those businesses to come here that much faster, notably health insurance potentially if that opportunity comes. Additionally, it changes the report for exam requirements from 60 months old exam requirements to reduces that to 36 months, so allowing more insurance providers to come in with their licensure requirements that much faster. It also repeals Chapter 26 of the Insurance Code regarding farm mutual property insurers. It's an antiquated business model that nobody is using anymore because it doesn't make sense when you do the dollars. So we're essentially just updating the code to do only business models that make sense. Ask for your favorable recommendation.
Chief Clerk, please call the roll.
Agar?
Aye.
Aye. Anderson?
Aye.
Aye. Anselmi Dalton?
Aye.
Aye. Baldwin?
Aye.
Aye. Barnard?
Aye.
Boner?
Aye.
Aye. Bouchard?
Aye.
Aye. Burns?
Aye.
Aye. Case?
Aye.
Aye. Christensen Excuse Co?
Aye.
Aye. Dockstetter?
Aye.
Aye. Driscoll?
Aye.
Aye. Ellis?
Aye.
Aye. Emmerich?
Aye.
Aye. Hastert?
Aye.
Aye. Hicks?
Aye.
Aye. Kinski?
Aye.
Aye. Landon?
Aye.
Aye. Meyer?
Aye.
Aye. Moniz?
Aye.
Aye. Nethercott?
Aye.
Pappas?
Aye.
Aye. Perkins?
Aye.
Aye. Peterson?
Aye.
Aye. Rothfuss?
Aye.
Aye. Scott?
Aye.
Aye. Von Platern?
Aye.
Aye. Wasserberger?
Aye.
Aye. President Bebaum?
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote? Closing vote closed. 29 aye, 1 excused.
Senate File 9, having received 2/3 vote for introduction, Senate File 9 shall be referred to Committee Number 7, Corporations. Senate File 10, first reading of the Senate File.
Senate File 10, Utilities Rate Making, sponsored by the Corporations Committee.
Senator Case.
For introduction of Senate File 10, Utilities Rate Making. Mr. President, this deals with a 1978 federal statute called the Public Utilities Regulatory PURPA, Procedures Act, I think. Mr. President, it deals with how avoided cost is calculated under that act. What we've found in our deliberations with Corporations Committee this summer is that in Wyoming we're paying too much for the power that's produced by so-called PURPA facilities. There's a federal law that says that the states must purchase power for the utilities in the state, let's be clear about that, must purchase power from so-called qualified utilities, which are renewable or very efficient cogeneration facilities. Mr. President, we've been doing this in Wyoming for a long time, but we've learned that the rates that we're paying in Wyoming are actually higher than they necessarily need to be because they're not being calculated based on the avoided cost required and suggested in the federal statute. So that's what this bill does, Mr. President, is to have them get to a true avoided cost. And the whole thinking behind this, ladies and gentlemen, is that, yes, indeed, renewables should have a preference in the purchasing order of the utilities, but they shouldn't have to. The other ratepayers shouldn't have to pay more than the otherwise cheapest available source of power for the utility. And that is not being done in Wyoming. In fact, they have, for considerable amount of time, used a proxy for the cost of, for example, wind power that is way, way above the utility's avoided cost. This requires use of the avoided cost. It actually brings us in line with the majority of states that have more competition in their electric markets, and I appreciate your favorable consideration.
Chief Clerk, please call the roll.
Agar?
Aye.
Aye. Anderson?
Aye.
Aye. Anselmi Dalton?
Aye.
Aye. Baldwin?
Aye.
Aye. Barnard?
Aye.
Aye. Boner?
Aye.
Aye. Bouchard?
Aye.
Aye. Burns?
Aye.
Aye. Case?
Aye.
Aye. Christensen Excuse Co?
Aye.
Aye. Dockstetter?
Aye.
Aye. Driscoll?
Aye.
Aye. Ellis?
Aye.
Aye. Emmerich?
Aye.
Hastert?
Aye.
Aye. Hicks?
Aye.
Aye. Kinski?
Aye.
Aye. Landon?
Aye.
Aye. Meyer?
Aye.
Aye. Moniz?
Aye.
Aye. Nethercott? Aye. Pappas?
Aye.
Aye. Perkins?
Aye.
Aye. Peterson?
Aye.
Aye. Rothfuss?
Aye.
Aye. Scott?
Aye.
Aye. Von Platern? Aye. Wasserberger? Aye. President Bebout?
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote? Closing vote closed. 29 aye, 1 excused.
Senate File 10, having received two-thirds vote for introduction, Senate File 10 shall be referred to Committee Number 7, Corporations. Senator Anderson, do you wish to be recognized? Okay. Next bill for introduction, will the reading clerk please read in Senate File 14.
Senate File 14, Biennial Energy Strategy, sponsored by the Minerals Committee.
Senator Anderson.
Mr. President, I move for introduction of Senate File 14 and ask for your favorable consideration. This bill will create an Energy Strategy Committee for Hastert. And there will be five members under the governor's office that he appoints. The part of the reports that they'll produce include the activities of agencies, boards, and commissions, policy initiatives, and other actions aimed at achieving excellence in energy development, production, technological innovation, regulation, and stewardship of natural resources for the highest benefit of Wyoming citizens. It'll also include programs and initiatives intended to increase economic competitiveness, expansion, and diversification. And I ask for your favorable vote to move Senate File 14. Thank you.
Chief Clerk, please call the roll.
Agar?
Aye.
Aye. Anderson?
Aye.
Aye. Antomi Dalton?
Aye.
Aye. Baldwin?
Aye.
Aye. Barnard?
Aye.
Aye. Boner?
Aye.
Aye. Bouchard?
Aye.
Aye. Burns?
Aye.
Aye. Case?
No.
No. Christensen? Excuse. Coe?
Aye.
Aye. Dockstetter?
Aye.
Aye. Driscoll?
Aye.
Aye. Ellis?
Aye.
Aye. Emmerich?
Aye.
Aye. Hastert?
Aye.
Aye. Hicks?
No.
Kinski?
Aye.
Aye. Landon?
Aye.
Aye. Meyer?
No.
No. Moniz?
Aye.
Aye. Nethercott?
Aye.
Aye. Pappas?
Aye.
Aye. Perkins?
Aye.
Aye. Peterson?
Aye.
Aye. Rothfuss?
Aye.
Aye. Scott?
Aye.
Aye. Von Fladern?
Aye.
Aye. Wasserberger?
Aye.
Aye. President Bebout?
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote? Bebout, aye to no.
No. Not yet.
I'm sorry, Bouchard, aye to no. Closing vote.
Burns,
aye to no. Closing vote. Closing vote closed. 24 aye, 5 no, 1 excused.
Senate File 14, having received two-thirds vote for introduction, Senate File 14 shall be referred to Committee Number 9, Minerals. Senate File 15, first reading of the Senate File.
Senate File 15, Large Project Account Modifications, sponsored by the Minerals Committee.
Mr. Vice President.
Mr. President, I move introduction of Senate File 15 and ask for your favorable consideration. This is a large project account modification. This will codify what the Treasurer would like to do. In some places, we changed a little bit, but an act relating to the economic development, providing standards for the State Treasurer to set the interest rates. Right now on large projects, it's up to SLIB and everybody else as to what that interest rate will give them a floor. Authorizing the State Treasurer to require a loan guarantee from the principal of the borrower, authorizing the State Treasurer to retain service providers for large projects, and requiring the borrower to pay for those services provided, and retaining experts or whatever they're doing, clarifying language relating to the economic analysis requirement for the large project loans. And that's about what this bill does. It's only a couple pages, and I ask for your favorable consideration.
Chief Clerk, please call the roll.
Agar.
Aye.
Aye. Anderson.
Aye.
Aye. Antomi Dalton.
Aye.
Aye. Baldwin.
Aye.
Aye. Barnard.
Aye.
Aye. Boner.
Aye.
Aye. Bouchard.
Aye.
Aye. Burns.
Aye.
Aye. Case.
Aye.
Aye. Christensen, excuse. Coe.
Aye.
Aye. Dockstetter.
Aye.
Aye. Driscoll.
Aye.
Aye. Ellis.
Aye.
Aye. Emmerich. Aye. Hastert?
Aye.
Aye. Hicks?
Aye.
Aye. Kinski?
Aye.
Aye. Landon?
Aye.
Aye. Meyer?
Aye.
Aye. Moniz?
Aye.
Aye. Nethercott?
Aye.
Aye. Pappas? Aye. Perkins?
Aye.
Aye. Peterson?
Aye.
Aye. Rothfuss?
Aye.
Aye. Scott?
Aye.
Aye. Von Platern?
Aye.
Aye. Wasserberger?
Aye.
Aye. President Bebout?
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote? Closing vote closed. 29 aye, 1 excused.
Senate File 15, having received two-thirds vote for introduction, Senate File 15 shall be referred to Committee Number 9. Minerals, Senate File 19, first reading of the Senate File.
Senate File 19, Uniformity in Domestic Violence Law, sponsored by the Judiciary Committee.
Senator Kinski.
Mr. President, I move for introduction of Senate File 19 and ask your favorable consideration. This bill represents the culmination of work by the Joint Judiciary Committee to take a holistic view of the entire gamut of these sorts of violence crimes. The first one is on violence. Subsequently, we'll get to stalking and restraining orders. What we found is that over the years, bills come to us episodically, and there'll be a change here and a change there, till over time we ended up with a patchwork of inconsistencies, and the point of this is to get that all updated. For instance, this adds to the list of violent felonies, strangulation and domestic battery, for purposes of deciding whether there's an aggravation of sentencing for somebody for their subsequent offenses. It also adds to the penalty of assault up to 6 months in jail. Previously, it's only a fine. So currently, the penalty for writing a bad check of $5 or more is greater than the penalty for domestic assault. It also adds a longer probation period, as many of these folks have serious substance abuse issues, and what we hear from the prosecutors is they need greater time to get them reformed and to get the families back together. With that, I would ask the body's favorable consideration.
Chief Clerk, call the roll.
Agar?
Aye.
Aye. Anderson?
Aye.
Aye. Anselmi Dalton?
Aye.
Aye. Baldwin?
Aye.
Aye. Barnard?
Aye.
Aye. Boner?
Aye.
Aye. Bouchard?
Aye.
Aye. Burns?
Aye.
Aye. Case?
Aye.
Aye. Christensen excused. Co?
Aye.
Aye. Dockstetter?
Aye.
Aye. Driscoll?
Aye.
Aye. Ellis?
Aye.
Aye. Emmerich?
Aye.
Hastert?
Aye.
Hicks?
Aye.
Aye. Kinski?
Aye.
Aye. Landon?
Aye.
Meyer? Aye. Moniz?
Aye.
Aye. Nethercott?
Aye.
Pappas?
Aye.
Perkins?
Aye.
Aye. Peterson?
Aye.
Aye. Rothfuss?
Aye.
Aye. Scott?
Aye.
Aye. Von Platern?
Aye.
Aye. Wasserberger?
Aye.
Aye. President Bebout?
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote? Closing vote closed. 29 aye, 1 excused.
Senate File 19, having received two-thirds vote for introduction, Senate File 19 shall be referred to Committee Number 1, Judiciary. Senate File 20, first reading of the Senate File.
Senate File 20, Custody in the Best Interest of the Children, sponsored by the Judiciary Committee.
Senator Kinski.
Mr. President, I move introduction of Senate File 20 and ask for your favorable consideration. Currently in child custody laws, typically in divorces, the governing rule is that the presumption is in favor of custody by a single parent. That is, effectively, that shared custody is disfavored. The purpose of this bill is to place all forms of custody, whether it be shared or a single parent, on the same level, that there is not a presumption against any particular form of custody. That was brought about because of testimony that your Judiciary Committee has received. And then recently, the Wyoming Supreme Court put the whole issue into play when, in a concurrence in a custody case, one of our justices stated that it's time to revisit the question as to whether or not shared custody should be on an equal footing with all other options available to trial courts. With that, I would ask your favorable consideration.
Chief Clerk, please call the roll.
Agar?
Aye.
Aye. Anderson?
Aye.
Aye. Anselmi Dalton?
Aye.
Aye. Baldwin?
Aye.
Aye. Barnard?
No.
No. Boner?
Aye.
Aye. Bouchard? Aye. Burns?
Aye.
Aye. Case?
Aye.
Aye. Christensen excused. Co?
Aye.
Aye. Dockstetter?
Aye.
Aye. Driscoll?
Aye.
Aye. Ellis?
Aye.
Aye. Emmerich?
Aye.
Aye. Hastert?
Aye.
Aye. Hicks?
Aye.
Aye. Kinski?
Aye.
Aye. Landon?
Aye.
Aye. Meyer?
Aye.
Aye. Moniz?
Aye.
Aye. Nethercott?
Aye.
Aye. Pappas?
Aye.
Aye. Perkins?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Aye. Rothfuss?
Aye.
Aye. Scott?
Aye.
Aye. Von Fladern?
Aye.
Aye. Wasserberger?
Aye.
Aye. President Bebout?
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote. Closing vote closed. 28 aye, 1 no, 1 excused.
Senate File 20, having received 2/3 vote for introduction, Senate File 20 shall be referred to Committee Number 1, Judiciary. Senate File 21, first reading of the Senate File.
Senate File 21, Required Reports and Adoptions, sponsored by the Judiciary.
Senator Kinski.
Mr. President, I move introduction of Senate File 21 and ask the body's favorable consideration. This is a cleanup bill that was requested by the Division of Vital Statistics and approved by the Judiciary Committee. It simply clarifies what information is to be gathered in the course of an adoption and clarifies that it is the duty of the clerks of court to report that to the Department of Vital Statistics. Currently, it's murky as to whose obligation it is to send the report. Moreover, some of the reports that are submitted are missing vital statistics. So with that, I would ask your favorable consideration of this piece of cleanup legislation.
Thank you. Chief Clerk will please call the roll.
Agar.
Aye.
Aye. Anderson?
Aye.
Aye. Anselmi Dalton?
Aye.
Aye. Baldwin?
Aye.
Aye. Barnard?
Aye.
Aye. Boner?
Aye.
Aye. Bouchard?
Aye.
Aye. Burns?
Aye.
Aye. Case?
Aye.
Aye. Christensen excused. Co?
Aye.
Aye. Dockstetter?
Aye.
Aye. Driscoll?
Aye.
Ellis?
Aye.
Aye. Emmerich?
Aye.
Aye. Hastert?
Aye.
Aye. Hicks?
Aye.
Aye. Kinski?
Aye.
Aye. Landon?
Aye.
Aye. Meyer?
Aye.
Aye. Moniz?
Aye.
Aye. Nethercott?
Aye.
Pappas?
Aye.
Aye. Perkins?
Aye.
Aye. Peterson?
Aye.
Aye. Rothfuss?
Aye.
Aye. Scott?
Aye.
Aye. Von Fladern?
Aye.
Aye. Wasserberger?
Aye.
Aye. President Bebout?
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote. Closing vote closed. 29 aye, 1 excused.
Senate File 21, having received the necessary 2/3 vote for introduction, Senate File 21 shall be referred to Committee Number 1, Judiciary. Senate File 26, first reading of the Senate File.
Senate File 26, Nationwide Multi-State Licensing System Collection Agencies, sponsored by the Revenue Committee.
Senator Peterson.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would move for introduction of Senate File 26 and ask for the body's favorable consideration. The Revenue Committee, in its discussions and assignment of this interim to discuss additional revenue streams, as well as efficiencies and inefficiencies and diversions and so on and so forth, this particular bill addresses some of the deficiencies that we had as far as collections and using collection agencies for bad debt. And so this is addressing the use and authorization of for our collection agency board to utilize the nationwide multi-state licensing system and registry. Hopefully, the effort would save the state money in going after some of these collections and these deadbeats. And so it also requires authorizing the board to require background checks for purpose of licensing. So we talk about the licensing, and we address the licensing expiration and renewal dates and that procedure. Putting some of the, responsibility onto those businesses that are renewing those licenses or addressing the expiration. And also the last thing in the bill, we talk a little bit about the dispersion or disposition of the fees and how they're going to be dispersed, and then providing for extensions and licenses specified. That's the bill, basically an effort to make our collections a little more efficient and addressing some of those weaknesses that we had in our collection system. So I'd ask for the body's favorable consideration.
Chief Clerk, please call the roll.
Agar?
Aye.
Aye. Anderson?
Aye.
Aye. Anselmi Dalton?
Aye.
Aye. Baldwin?
Aye.
Aye. Barnard?
Aye.
Aye. Boner?
Aye.
Aye. Bouchard?
Aye.
Aye. Burns?
Aye.
Aye. Case? Aye. Christensen excused. Coe?
Aye.
Dockstetter?
Aye.
Driscoll?
Aye.
Ellis?
Aye.
Emmerich?
Aye.
Hastert?
Aye.
Hicks?
Aye.
Kinski?
Aye.
Landon?
Aye.
Meyer?
Aye.
Moniz?
Aye.
Nethercott?
Aye.
Pappas?
Aye.
Perkins?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Rothfuss?
Aye.
Scott?
Aye.
Von Fladern?
Aye.
Wasberger?
Aye.
President Bebout?
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote? Closing vote closed. 29 aye, 1 excused.
Senate File 26, having received the necessary two-thirds vote for introduction, Senate File 26 shall be referred to Committee Number 3. Revenues. Senate File 27, first reading of the Senate File.
Senate File 27, Excise Tax Audits, sponsored by the Revenue Committee.
Senator Peterson.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would move for introduction of Senate File 27, Excise Tax Audits, and ask for the body's favorable consideration. Once again, fellow senators, in the effort of the Revenue Committee in finding weaknesses in our collections, audits, those type of things, as we addressed some of these other subjects like diversions and increasing our taxes, we ran into some situations and some concerns from our department as far as the audits and how we, especially on this excise tax. So here we try to specify procedures, clean it up a little bit on how we assess credits and deficiencies against the excise taxpayers as well as the vendors, but basically providing that an audit tolls the statute of limitations during the pendency of the audit. And as you read through the bill, you can see it's pretty specific, lays out better a procedure in auditing these excise taxes. We feel that it's an improvement, will clean up a lot of our current problems that we're experiencing with these audits, and I'd ask for the body's favorable consideration.
Chief Clerk, please call the roll.
Agar?
Aye.
Aye. Anderson?
Aye.
Aye. Anselmi Dalton?
Aye.
Aye. Baldwin?
Aye.
Aye. Barnard?
Aye.
Aye. Boner?
Aye.
Aye. Bouchard?
Aye.
Aye. Burns?
Aye.
Aye. Case?
Aye.
Aye. Christensen excused. Coe?
Aye.
Aye. Dockstetter?
Aye.
Driscoll?
Aye.
Aye. Ellis?
Aye.
Aye. Emmerich?
Aye.
Hastert?
Aye.
Aye. Hicks?
Aye.
Aye. Kinski?
Aye.
Aye. Landon?
Aye.
Aye. Meyer?
Aye.
Aye. Moniz?
Aye.
Aye. Nethercott?
Aye.
Aye. Pappas?
Aye.
Aye. Perkins?
Aye.
Aye. Peterson?
Aye.
Aye. Rothfuss?
Aye.
Aye. Scott?
Aye.
Aye. Von Fladern?
Aye.
Aye. Wasserberger?
Aye.
Aye. President Bebout?
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote? Closing vote closed. 29 aye, 1 excused.
Senate File 27, having received the necessary two-thirds vote for introduction, Senate File 27 shall be referred to Committee Number 3. Revenues. Senate File 28, first reading of the Senate File.
Senate File 28, School Finance Health Insurance 2, sponsored by the Education Committee.
Senator Coe.
Mr. President, thank you. I move for introduction on Senate File 28, School Finance Health Insurance. What the bill does, it's brought to you by the Joint Education Committee. It modifies the health insurance funding component in the Education Resource Block Grant funding model, and it does that by multiplying the prior year's statewide average weighted district participation in the district insurance health plan by the annualized state contribution rate as of January 1st preceding school year. Then we subtract the amount not expended for health insurance for the preceding school year. So this is an attempt to try to get our hands around the really, really difficult part of the funding model, which is health insurance. Ask for your favorable consideration.
Chief Clerk, please call the roll.
Agar?
Aye.
Aye. Anderson?
Aye.
Aye. Anselmi Dalton?
Aye.
Aye. Baldwin?
Aye.
Aye. Barnard? Aye. Boner?
Aye.
Aye. Bouchard?
Aye.
Aye. Burns?
Aye.
Aye. Case?
Aye.
Aye. Christensen excused. Coe?
Aye.
Dockstetter?
Aye.
Aye. Driscoll?
Aye.
Aye. Ellis?
Aye.
Aye. Emmerich?
Aye.
Aye. Hastert?
Aye.
Aye. Hicks?
Aye.
Aye. Kinski?
Aye.
Aye. Landon?
Aye.
Aye. Meyer?
Aye.
Aye. Moniz?
Aye.
Aye. Nethercott?
Aye.
Aye. Pappas?
Aye.
Perkins?
Aye.
Aye. Peterson?
Aye.
Aye. Rothfuss?
Aye.
Aye. Scott?
Aye.
Aye. Von Fladern? Aye. Wasserberger?
Aye.
Aye. President Bebout?
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote? Closing. Vote closed. 29 aye, 1 excused.
Senate File 28, having received the necessary two-thirds vote for introduction, Senate File 28 shall be referred to Committee Number 4, Education. Senate File 29, first reading of the Senate file.
Senate File 29, Education, Computer Science and Computational Thinking, sponsored by the Education Committee.
Senator Coe.
Mr. President, move for introduction on Senate File 29, Education, Computer Science, Computational Thinking, and defer to Senator Raffas.
Senator Raffas.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, Education, Computer Science, and Computational Thinking is brought to you by the Joint Education Interim Committee. It's a bill that's strongly supported by the Endow Committee and by a lot of educational organizations as a way of moving forward our education into the 21st century and getting a better focus on scientific and computational thinking. The legislation is fairly straightforward. It tasks through the State Board of Education that they shall amend our graduation requirements such that one of the school years for science can be computer science. That's not something that's currently explicit. So there are 3 years in the graduation requirement for science. It allows one of those 3 years to be computer science. It further amends, and this is sort of the key to the piece of legislation, it amends the Common Core of Knowledge and Common Core of Skills, that basket of goods as we call it, to include computer science. So the Common Core of Knowledge would have the addition of computer science, and the Common Core of Skills includes an addition of language including computational thinking and computer applications. It also amends the success curriculum to provide more flexibility for computer science such that computer science under the Hathaway could go towards either a mathematics requirement or a science requirement. Right now it could only go towards science. And then the final thing it does, Mr. President, is require that the State Board of Education shall promulgate uniform student content and performance standards for computer science before January 1st, 2020. This is a relatively short piece of legislation, Mr. President, but it's actually very forward-thinking. It has a great deal of industry support, and this kind of puts us at the leading edge of looking at computational thinking and computer science nationwide. Urge for a favorable consideration.
Chief Clerk, call the roll.
Agar?
Aye.
Aye. Anderson?
Aye.
Aye. Anselmi Dalton?
Aye.
Aye. Baldwin?
Aye.
Aye. Barnard?
Aye.
Aye. Boner?
Aye.
Aye. Bouchard?
Aye.
Aye. Burns?
Aye.
Aye. Case?
No.
No. Christensen excused. Coe?
Aye.
Aye. Dockstetter?
No.
No. Driscoll?
Aye.
Aye. Ellis?
Aye.
Aye. Emmerich?
Aye.
Aye. Hastert?
Aye.
Aye. Hicks?
Aye.
Aye. Kinski?
Aye.
Landon?
Aye.
Aye. Meyer?
Aye.
Aye. Moniz?
Aye.
Aye. Nethercott?
Aye.
Pappas?
Aye.
Aye. Perkins?
Aye.
Aye. Peterson?
Aye.
Aye. Rothfuss?
Aye.
Aye. Scott?
Aye.
Aye. Von Fladern?
Aye.
Aye. Wasserberger?
Aye.
Aye. President Bebout?
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote? Closing. Vote closed. 27 aye, 2 no, 1 excused.
Senate File 29, having received the necessary two-thirds vote for introduction, Senate File 29 shall be referred to Committee Number 4, Education. Senate File 31, first reading of the Senate file.
Senate File 31, Veterans Skilled Nursing Center, sponsored by the Transportation Committee.
Senator Meyer.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I move for introduction of Senate File 31, Veterans Skilled Nursing Home Center. Folks, we've had a little discussion about that. The governor mentioned this. We have to go in and authorize a study. That study has several things to do with planning, design, and construction. And also, it goes into the communities and makes a determination as to whether or not if this facility was located there, what would be the effects on the private industry or the care providers that are within that community. So that's something that's important. We go around the state in that. We've found out basically that there's been several studies. So this study is going to be fast-tracked from our normal thing. We've had two or three studies out there over the course of the last 17 years that have dealt with the issue of long-term care facilities. This is a skilled long-term care facility, slightly different than some of the studies. But we think we can fast-track it.
The only thing is fast-tracking folks in federal lease means that this thing probably won't be constructed till 2023. You see there's no appropriation in the bill. Is the federal government is slow enough in the process that by the time we get all the initial applications in, and because their fiscal year isn't the same with us, it's going to take some time. There's a possibility that we might be able to shave a year off. We'll have some discussion about that this evening. And with that, Mr. President, I would ask for a favorable vote on introduction.
Chief Clerk, please call the roll.
Agar?
Aye.
Aye. Anderson?
Aye.
Aye. Anselmi Dalton?
Aye.
Aye. Baldwin?
Aye.
Aye. Barnard?
Aye.
Aye. Boner? Aye. Bouchard?
Aye.
Aye. Burns?
Aye.
Aye. Case?
Aye.
Christensen excused. Co.
Aye.
Aye. Dockstetter? No. Driscoll?
Aye.
Aye. Ellis?
Aye.
Aye. Emmerich?
Aye.
Aye. Hastert?
Aye.
Aye. Hicks?
Aye.
Aye. Kinski?
Aye.
Aye. Landon?
Aye.
Aye. Meyer?
Aye.
Moniz?
Aye.
Aye. Nethercott?
Aye.
Aye. Pappas?
Aye.
Perkins?
Aye.
Aye. Peterson?
Aye.
Aye. Rothfuss?
Aye.
Aye. Scott?
Aye.
Aye. Von Fladern?
Aye.
Aye. Wasserberger?
Aye.
Aye. President Bebout?
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote? Closing vote closed. 28 aye, 1 no, 1 excused.
Senate File 31, having received the necessary two-thirds vote for introduction, Senate File 31 shall be referred to Committee Number 8, Transportation. Senate File 32, first reading of the Senate File.
Senate File 32. Criminal Record Dissemination, Military Department, sponsored by the Transportation Committee.
Senator Meyer.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I move for introduction to Senate File 32, Criminal History Dissemination of Information, basically. And this, Mr. President, has to do with currently there's only authorized that the military department can have criminal history on prospective employees. This broadens it out in areas of training decisions, deployability, mobilization, or security clearance. And the reason that's necessary is that when you're mobilized or deployed some in other areas, people might need to know whether or not you have your criminal history status has changed, especially if you go to a sensitive area of being deployed in a sensitive security area. And so the department is requesting that they have the ability to look again in those areas where if they're just not on the base doing their regular thing and what they're doing changes as far as places, then they need to look at it to make sure that they can be deployed safely and there's no problem with security. So with that, Mr. President, I would ask for a favorable vote on introduction on Senate File 32.
Chief Clerk, call the roll.
Agar?
Aye.
Aye. Anderson?
Aye.
Aye. Anselmi Dalton?
Aye.
Aye. Baldwin?
Aye.
Aye. Barnard?
Aye.
Aye. Boner?
Aye.
Aye. Bouchard?
Aye.
Aye. Burns?
Aye.
Aye. Case?
Aye.
Aye. Christensen excused. Co?
Aye.
Aye. Dockstetter?
Aye.
Aye. Driscoll?
Aye.
Aye. Ellis?
Aye.
Emmerich?
Aye.
Aye. Hastert?
Aye.
Hicks?
Aye.
Aye. Kinski?
Aye.
Aye. Landon?
Aye.
Aye. Meyer?
Aye.
Aye. Moniz?
Aye.
Aye. Nethercott? Aye. Pappas?
Aye.
Aye. Perkins?
Aye.
Aye. Peterson?
Aye.
Aye. Rothfuss?
Aye.
Aye. Scott?
Aye.
Aye. Von Fladern?
Aye.
Aye. Wasserberger?
Aye.
Aye. President Bebout?
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote. Closing vote closed. 29 aye, 1 excused.
Senate File 32, having received the necessary two-thirds vote for introduction, Senate File 32 shall be referred to Committee Number 8, Transportation. Senate File 33, first reading of the Senate File.
Senate File 33, Military Member Spouse and Children, Resident Tuition, sponsored by the Transportation Committee.
Senator Meyer.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I move for introduction, Senate File 33, Military Spouse and Children Resident Tuition. This isn't a new bill as far as what actually happens, but what it does do is go in and conforms with the federal definition. So we have conforming amendments and standardizes having to do with 38 U.S.C. 3679 paragraph C2. And so that's the standard definition for these folks in the military. And okay, it's in the bill. C2. We'll just call it the C2 bill, Mr. President. But Mr. President, with that, I would ask for a favorable vote of introduction on Senate File 33, Military Member Spouse and Children Resident Tuition.
Chief Clerk, call the roll.
Agar?
Aye.
Aye. Anderson?
Aye.
Aye. Antelme Dalton?
Aye.
Aye. Baldwin?
Aye.
Aye. Barnard?
Aye.
Aye. Boner?
Aye.
Aye. Bouchard?
Aye.
Aye. Burns?
Aye.
Aye. Case?
Aye.
Christensen Excuse Co.
Aye.
Aye. Dockstetter?
Aye.
Aye. Driscoll?
Aye.
Aye. Ellis?
Aye.
Aye. Emmerich?
Aye.
Hastert?
Aye.
Hicks?
Aye.
Aye. Kinski?
Aye.
Aye. Landon?
Aye.
Aye. Meyer?
Aye.
Moniz?
Aye.
Aye. Nethercott?
Aye.
Pappas?
Aye.
Aye. Perkins?
Aye.
Aye. Peterson?
Aye.
Aye. Rothfuss?
Aye.
Scott?
Aye.
Aye. Von Plater?
Aye.
Wasserberger?
Aye.
President Bebout?
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote. Closing vote closed. 29 aye, 1 excused.
Senate File 33, having received the necessary two-thirds vote for introduction, Senate File 33 will refer to Committee Number 8, Transportation. Senate File 34, first reading of the Senate file.
Senate File 34, Military Spouse Unemployment Sunset Repeal, sponsored by the Transportation Committee.
Senator Meyer.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, this removes the sunset. This bill, staff has told me it's been around since about 2010. Evidently, it's worked fairly well. What the bill does is if you have a situation where you have a deployment of a military member and his spouse has to leave their employment, so you have a deployment someplace away, spouse loses their job, basically it's an exception for that spouse to have military or to have unemployment. Those are federal dollars. They come from a federal fund. They don't affect the state fund. And there are some cases in private where it will, but that's across 18,000 different employees in the fiscal note. A nonprofit gets hit a little bit. It's from what I can tell in the fiscal note. But its testimonies is that it has worked fairly well. There's estimated somewhere between $6,000 to $10,000. But again, a lot of that's going to be federal unemployment money. So with that, Mr. President, I would ask that for a favorable introduction vote on Senate File 34, Military Spouse Unemployment Sunset Repeal.
Chief Clerk, please call the roll.
Agar?
Aye.
Aye. Anderson?
Aye.
Aye. Anselmi Dalton?
Aye.
Aye. Baldwin?
Aye.
Aye. Barnard?
Aye.
Aye. Boner?
Aye.
Aye. Bouchard?
Aye.
Aye. Burns?
Aye.
Aye. Case?
Aye.
Aye. Christensen Excuse Co.
Aye.
Aye. Dockstetter?
Aye.
Aye. Driscoll?
Aye.
Aye. Ellis?
Aye.
Aye. Emmerich?
Aye.
Aye. Hastert?
Aye.
Aye. Hicks?
Aye.
Kinski?
Aye.
Aye. Landon?
Aye.
Aye. Meyer?
Aye.
Aye. Moniz?
Aye.
Aye. Nethercott?
Aye.
Aye. Pappas?
Aye.
Aye. Perkins?
Aye.
Aye. Peterson?
Aye.
Aye. Rothfuss?
Aye.
Aye. Scott?
Aye.
Aye. Von Platern?
Aye.
Aye. Wasserberger?
Aye.
Aye. President Bebout?
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote? Closing vote closed. 29 aye, 1 excused.
Senate File 34, having received the necessary two-thirds vote for introduction, Senate File 34 shall be referred to Committee Number 8, Transportation. Senate File 38, first reading of the Senate file.
Senate File 38, Service Contracts, Automatic Renewal Provisions, sponsored by the Corporations Committee.
Senator Case.
Mr. Chairman, I would move for the introduction of Senate File 38, Automatic Renewal of Service Contracts, and ask the yield of Senator Pappas.
Senator Pappas.
Thank you, Mr. President. This bill was a consumer protection bill, specifying requirements for automatic renewal provisions in service contracts. The bill provides for some definitions, but what the main gist of the bill is that a automatic renewal provision will not be acceptable unless the seller provides consumer written protection. And that notice must be clear, understandable language, conspicuously placed and printed in a way that it's easy to read, large type and style. And also additionally, she'll inform the consumer of the terms of the automatic renewal process. The consumer may give notice to the seller that the consumer's intention to cancel the contract is also a provision of this bill. In addition, the notice shall be written so that a service contract that contains an automatic renewal provision provided for a renewal term of exceeding 12 months shall be prominently and conspicuously displayed, shall display that provision on the very first page of the contract. And then finally, it will provide remedies for violation. I highly recommend that this bill be introduced.
Chief Clerk, call the roll.
Agar?
Aye.
Aye. Anderson?
Aye.
Aye. Anselmi Dalton?
Aye.
Aye. Baldwin?
Aye.
Aye. Barnard?
Aye.
Aye. Boner?
Aye.
Aye. Bouchard?
Aye.
Aye. Burns?
Aye.
Aye. Case?
Aye.
Aye. Christensen Excuse Co?
Aye.
Aye. Dockstetter?
Aye.
Aye. Driscoll?
Aye.
Ellis?
Aye.
Aye. Emmerich?
Aye.
Aye. Hastert?
Aye.
Aye. Hicks?
Aye.
Aye. Kinski?
Aye.
Aye. Landon?
Aye.
Aye. Meyer?
Aye.
Aye. Moniz?
Aye.
Aye. Nethercott? Aye. Pappas?
Aye.
Aye. Perkins?
Aye.
Aye. Peterson?
Aye.
Aye. Rothfuss?
Aye.
Aye. Scott?
Aye.
Aye. Von Fladern?
Aye.
Wasserberger? Aye. President Bebout?
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote? Closing vote closed. 29 aye, 1 excused.
Senate File 38, having received the necessary two-thirds vote for introduction, Senate File 38 shall be referred to Committee Number 7, Corporation. Senate File 41, first reading of the Senate File.
Senate File 41, Organ Donation Promotion Task Force, sponsored by the Labor Committee.
Senator Baldwin.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd like to move the introduction of Senate File 41, Organ Donation Promotion Task Force, and ask for your favorable consideration.
Considerable for you.
It's the first time up this year. You know I'm going to stutter, right? The committee was tasked with improving the organ donation and procurement in the state of Wyoming. This is one of two bills that we came up with. Next one, you'll hear me shortly. This one creates a task force, no legislative members. It has seven members, one from the Department of Transportation, one from the Department of Health, one public member, one representative from a federally designated procurement and a federally procurement organization, one member from either a district attorney, a district county, or a county prosecutor, one member is a county coroner, and one is selected by the governor. This committee is a short-term committee or task force. They would report to the Labor and Health Committee in October. This committee or this task force would end in December of 2018. They have very specific guidelines to come up with and to report back to the committee on how they can improve and what we can do to improve organ procurement. This body has heard some fairly emotional discussion about this from a former member of our body, and it's an important topic, and Wyoming can do better. We're not doing good enough with organ donation and procurement, and this is one of the means of improving that. I would ask for your consideration for adoption.
Chief Clerk, call the roll.
Agar?
Aye.
Aye. Anderson?
Aye.
Aye. Anselmi Dalton?
Aye.
Aye. Baldwin?
Aye.
Aye. Barnard?
Aye.
Aye. Boner?
Aye.
Aye. Bouchard?
No.
No. Burns?
Aye.
Aye. Case?
Aye.
Aye. Christensen Excuse Co?
Aye.
Aye. Dockstetter?
Aye.
Aye. Driscoll?
Aye.
Aye. Ellis?
Aye.
Aye. Emmerich?
Aye.
Aye. Hastert?
Aye.
Aye. Hicks?
Aye.
Aye. Kinski?
Aye.
Aye. Landon? Aye. Meyer?
Aye.
Aye. Moniz?
Aye.
Nethercutt?
Aye.
Pappas?
Aye.
Perkins?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Rothfuss?
Aye.
Scott?
Aye.
Von Platern?
Aye.
Wasserberger?
Aye.
President Bebout?
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote? Closing vote closed. 28 aye, 1 no, 1 excused.
Senate File 41, having received the two-thirds vote necessary for introduction, Senate File 41 shall be referred to Committee Number 10. Labor, Senate File 42, first reading of the Senate file.
Senate File 42, Professional Licensing Applicant Criminal Records, sponsored by the Labor Committee.
Senator Scott.
Mr. President, I move for introduction of Senate File 42. Mr. President, this bill came to us because we were charged by the Management Council dealing with this issue. We've all heard, I suspect most of you heard from Director Lambert, Department of Corrections, that his convicts, once they've done their time and been reformed and restored to society, are having difficulty finding proper employment because they're so much restricted by laws from being able to practice various things. We looked into the licensure laws, and we were, Mr. President, very fortunate to find we had one licensure board in particular, the Board of Medicine, that was being extremely sensible in this area, providing very good protections for the public. At the same time, they were able to say, look, this particular conviction is not relevant to the practice. And what we tried to do was give all the boards and commissions the kind of flexibility to use some common sense and be reasonable about things that the Board of Medicine has. I hope we've succeeded. It was a long, complicated bill. Frankly, a major piece of Committee 10's work, took a lot of our time. Mr. President, I urge adoption, urge introduction of the bill.
Chief Clerk, call the roll.
Agar?
Aye.
Aye. Anderson?
Aye.
Aye. Anselmi Dalton?
Aye.
Aye. Baldwin?
Aye.
Aye. Barnard?
Aye.
Boner?
Aye.
Aye. Bouchard? No. Burns?
Aye.
Aye. Case?
Aye.
Aye. Christensen excused. Coe?
Aye.
Dockstetter?
Aye.
Driscoll?
Aye.
Aye. Ellis?
Aye.
Aye. Emmerich?
Aye.
Hastert?
Aye.
Hicks?
Aye.
Aye. Kinski?
Aye.
Aye. Landon?
Aye.
Aye. Meyer?
Aye.
Aye. Moniz?
Aye.
Aye. Nethercutt?
Aye.
Aye. Pappas?
Aye.
Aye. Perkins?
Aye.
Aye. Peterson?
Aye.
Aye. Rothfuss?
Aye.
Aye. Scott?
Aye.
Aye. Von Platern?
Aye.
Aye. Wasserberger?
Aye.
President Bebout?
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote? Closing vote closed. 28 aye, 1 no, 1 excuse.
Senate File 42, having received the necessary two-thirds vote for introduction, Senate File 42 shall be referred to Committee Number 10. Labor, Senate File 43, first reading of the Senate file.
Senate File 43, organ donation, training and timely post-mortem examinations, sponsored by the Labor Department.
Senator Baldwin.
Mr. President, I move introduction of Senate File 43 and ask for your considerable consideration, your favorable consideration again. This is the second part of the bill I just brought to you. It was felt that there's not a uniformity across the state in training for our coroners, for the district attorneys, et cetera. This bill puts into statute actual training, 4 hours required. Some are doing it, some aren't. This puts it into statute so we get it all the way across, and hopefully it'll have an improvement on the organ donation and procurement. Additionally, it has to do with the coroner's autopsy and that it's done consistent with the anatomical gift preservation so that we can get the best organs we are available and that we can move it forward and have a better system in the state. And I would ask for your considerable favorable consideration.
Chief Clerk, call the roll.
Agar?
No.
No. Anderson?
Aye.
Aye. Anselmi Dalton?
Aye.
Aye. Baldwin?
Aye.
Aye. Barnard?
Aye.
Aye. Boner?
Aye.
Bouchard?
No.
No. Burns?
Aye.
Aye. Case?
Aye.
Aye. Christensen excused. Coe?
Aye.
Aye. Dockstetter?
Aye.
Driscoll?
Aye.
Ellis?
Aye.
Aye. Emmerich?
Aye.
Aye. Hastert?
Aye.
Aye. Hicks?
Aye.
Aye. Kinski?
Aye.
Landon?
Aye.
Aye. Meyer?
Aye.
Moniz?
Aye.
Aye. Nethercott?
Aye.
Pappas?
Aye.
Perkins?
Aye.
Aye. Peterson?
Aye.
Aye. Rothfuss?
Aye.
Aye. Scott?
Aye.
Von Fladern?
Aye.
Wasserberger?
Aye.
Aye. President Bebout?
No.
No. Closing vote? Closing vote closed. 26 aye, 3 no, 1 excuse.
Senate File 43, having received the necessary two-thirds vote for introduction, Senate File 43 shall be referred to Committee Number 10, Labor. Senate File 44, first reading of the Senate File.
Senate File 44, Fire Protection Revolving Account, sponsored by the Agricultural Committee.
Senator Hicks.
President, I move introduction to Senate File 44 and ask for your favorable consideration. This bill goes in and minimally modifies the existing fire protection revolving account statutes to allow the Wyoming State Forestry Department to provide further services to counties and rural fire districts. The bill will allow the Wyoming State Forestry Department to cut payment times to counties for billable fires by months and in some places up to a year, without placing any additional financial burdens upon the state. This does this by providing a buffer to the counties and rural fire districts until reimbursements can be delivered by the federal government. A billable fire is when your county fire department or your rural fire department goes out and fights on a federal fire. They are reimbursed for those expenses. What this bill does, sometimes it can take up to a year for those to come back to your local and county fire departments. This just allows the state forester to pay that, and when those federal funds come back in, to backfill that, so your towns and rural fire departments aren't standing there for a year with no funding coming in. Ask for your favorable consideration.
Senator Agar, come up here, would you? Chief Clerk, call the roll.
Agar?
Aye.
Aye. Anderson?
Aye.
Aye. Anselmi Dalton?
Aye.
Aye. Baldwin?
Aye.
Barnard?
Aye.
Boner?
Aye.
Bouchard?
Aye.
Aye. Burns?
Aye.
Aye. Case?
Aye.
Aye. Christensen, excuse, Co?
Aye.
Aye. Dockstetter?
Aye.
Aye. Driscoll?
Aye.
Aye. Ellis?
Aye.
Aye. Emmerich?
Aye.
Aye. Hastert?
Aye.
Aye. Hicks?
Aye.
Aye. Kinski?
Aye.
Aye. Landon?
Aye.
Aye. Meyer?
Aye.
Aye. Moniz?
Aye.
Aye. Nethercott?
Aye.
Pappas?
Aye.
Perkins?
Aye.
Aye. Peterson?
Aye.
Aye. Rothfuss?
Aye.
Aye. Scott?
Aye.
Aye. Von Fladern?
Aye.
Aye. Wasserberger?
Aye.
Aye. President Bebout?
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote? Closing vote closed. 29 aye, 1 excused.
Senate File 44, having received the necessary two-thirds vote for introduction, Senate File 44 shall be referred to Committee Number 5, Agriculture. Senate File 45, first reading of the Senate File.
Senate File 45, State Fair Board 2, sponsored by the Agriculture Committee.
Senator Hicks.
President, I move introduction to Senate File 45 and ask for your favorable consideration. This was a topic that was assigned to Joint Ag Committee as an interim topic to try to determine if there was a mechanism available to try to make the state fair a little more fiscally sound. What this bill does is go into, in the current structure, we have a state fair advisory board that advises the director of the Department of Agriculture, and then the director of the Department of Agriculture and his staff basically put on the fair. What we've done is we've moved away from an advisory board and we've made a direct management board of the state fair, with an emphasis of not only the 2 weeks during the state fair, but the 365 days of the operation of those facilities. It moves more towards a business model, does not lose the focus on what the intent of the state fair was, but expands the board, including members of state parks and cultural resources, the business council, tourism, and also the energy industry, to move towards more of a revenue-generating model for the facilities. I'd ask for your favorable consideration.
Chief Clerk, please call the roll.
Agar? Aye. Anderson?
Aye.
Aye. Anselmi Dalton?
Aye.
Aye. Baldwin?
Aye.
Aye. Barnard?
Aye.
Aye. Boner?
Aye.
Aye. Bouchard?
Aye.
Aye. Burns?
Aye.
Aye. Case? Aye. Christensen excused. Co?
Aye.
Aye. Dockstetter?
Aye.
Aye. Driscoll?
Aye.
Aye. Ellis?
Aye.
Aye. Emmerich?
Aye.
Aye. Hastert?
Aye.
Hicks?
Aye.
Aye. Kinski?
Aye.
Aye. Landon?
Aye.
Aye. Meyer? Meyer?
Aye.
Aye. Moniz?
Aye.
Aye. Nethercott?
Aye.
Aye. Pappas?
Aye.
Aye. Perkins? Perkins?
Aye.
Aye. Peterson?
Aye.
Aye. Rothfuss?
Aye.
Aye. Scott?
Aye.
Aye. Von Fladern?
Aye.
Aye. Wasserberger?
Aye.
Aye. President Bebout?
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote? Closing vote closed. 29 aye, 1 excused.
Senate File 45, having received the necessary two-thirds vote for introduction, Senate File 45 shall be referred to Committee Number 5. Agriculture. Senator Burns, come up here, would you please? Senate File 48, first reading of the Senate File.
Senate File 48, Severance Tax Distribution Revision, sponsored by the Revenue Committee.
Senator Peterson.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would move for introduction, Senate File 48, Severance Tax Distribution Revision, and ask for the body's favorable consideration. This bill does two things, and two serious things, Senators, and you might want to pull this bill out and look at your fiscal note, because now we're starting to have the same fund that the Revenue Committee had all interim long. Before I explain this, I'll give you the pep talk that I gave our committee at the beginning of every meeting, and that is keep all options open. And before we come to that kumbaya moment, when we come up with some real solutions, long-term solutions, you might want to have this card in your back pocket in order to play it. Basically, we're looking at the Permanent Mental Trust Fund. On the back of the fiscal note, Article 15, Section 19 of the Wyoming Constitution requires a severance tax of 1.5% of the value of coal, oil, and natural gas to be deposited to the Permanent Mental Trust Fund. But we also have Wyoming Statute 39-14801b currently distributes an additional amount equal to two-thirds of the Permanent Mental Trust Fund. Constitutional severance tax, an additional 1% from the severance tax distribution account to the Permanent Mental Trust Fund. This bill, number one thing, this bill would divert this additional 1% severance tax from the Permanent Mental Trust Fund to the general fund beginning fiscal year 2019. So that's the first thing it does. The second thing it does is we address the 1% severance tax account to the budget reserve account as necessary to maintain the fund balance in the BRA of not more than $104,550,000 on June 30, 2018. This bill would change this interfund loan to a transfer to the unobligated balance of the 1% severance tax account to the BRA account, and the estimation there is $93 million. And I'd ask for the body's favorable consideration.
Chief Clerk, call the roll.
Agar?
Aye.
Aye. Anderson?
Aye.
Aye. Anselmi Dalton?
Aye.
Aye. Baldwin?
Aye.
Aye. Barnard?
Aye.
Aye. Boner?
Aye.
Aye. Bouchard?
Aye.
Aye. Burns?
Aye.
Aye. Case?
No.
No. Christensen excused. Co?
Aye.
Aye. Dockstetter?
Aye.
Aye. Driscoll?
Aye.
Aye. Ellis?
Aye.
Aye. Emmerich?
Aye.
Aye. Hastert?
Aye.
Aye. Hicks?
No.
No. Kinski? Aye. Landon?
Aye.
Aye. Meyer?
No.
No. Moniz?
Aye.
Aye. Nethercott?
Aye.
Pappas?
Aye.
Aye. Perkins?
No.
No. Peterson?
Aye.
Aye. Rothfuss?
Aye.
Aye. Scott?
Aye.
Aye. Von Fladern?
Aye.
Aye. Wasserberger?
Aye.
Aye. President Bebout?
No.
No. Closing vote?
Dockstetter,
aye
to no.
Agar, aye to no. Barnard, aye to no.
Bouchard,
aye to no.
Baldwin,
aye to no.
Kinski,
aye to no. Closing vote? Closing vote closed. 18 aye, 11 no, 1 excused.
Senate File 48, having failed to receive the necessary votes for introduction, Senate File 48 will not be introduced. Next bill for our consideration is Senate File 49. Please read in the Senate file.
Senate File 49, Disposition of State School Land Revenue, sponsored by the Revenue Committee.
Senator Peterson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Are we having fun yet? Mr. President, I would move for introduction of Senate File 49, Disposition of State School Land Revenue, and ask for the body's favorable consideration. I'll give my same pep talk. It didn't work last time, but again, keep all options open and have those cards in your back pocket. This one addresses the state lands revenue account. Basically, what we're doing is eliminating the maximum transfer to the school capital construction account from the mineral royalties received from the lease of school lands. Pretty simple. This is, again, addressing the diversions as an option that the Revenue Committee we were discussing. And the amount that we're talking or estimated out here is to be about $42 million. And I'd ask the bodies for consideration.
Chief Clerk, call the roll.
Agar?
Aye.
Aye. Anderson?
Aye.
Aye. Anselmi Dalton?
Aye.
Aye. Baldwin?
Aye.
Barnard?
Aye.
Aye. Boner?
Aye.
Aye. Bouchard?
Aye.
Aye. Burns?
Aye.
Aye. Case? No. Christensen excused. Co?
Aye.
Aye. Dockstetter? No. Driscoll?
Aye.
Aye. Ellis?
Aye.
Aye. Emmerich?
Aye.
Hastert?
Aye.
Aye. Hicks?
No.
No. Kinski?
No.
No. Landon?
Aye.
Aye. Meyer?
No.
No. Moniz?
Aye.
Aye. Nethercott? Aye. Pappas?
Aye.
Aye. Perkins?
No.
No. Peterson?
Aye.
Aye. Rothfuss?
Aye.
Aye. Scott?
Aye.
Aye. Von Flader?
Aye.
Aye. Wasserberger?
Aye.
Aye. President Bebout?
No.
No. Closing vote. Closing vote closed. 22 aye, 7 no, 1 excused.
Senate File 49, having received the necessary two-thirds vote for introduction, Senate File 49 shall be referred to Committee Number 3, Revenue. Senate File 50, first reading of the Senate file.
Senate File 50, Collection of State Financial Obligations, sponsored by the Revenue Committee.
Senator Peterson.
I would move Senate File 50, for introduction for Senate File 50, Collection of State Financial Obligations, and ask for the body's favorable consideration. We're talking again about collections of monies owed to the state. And basically, the bill specifies that a fee may be assessed for a state financial obligation that is submitted to a collection agency to cover the cost of the collection. As we consider how we collect our outstanding debts to the state, taxes owed to the state, we're debated the idea of using collection agencies. And basically, if we're going to do that, then we'd have to charge an additional fee to pay for those collection agencies to collect that bad debt for the state. And that's the concept of the bill. And I'd ask the body for favorable consideration on this nice little bill.
Chief Clerk, please call the roll.
Agar?
Aye.
Anderson?
Aye.
Aye. Anselmi Dalton?
Aye.
Aye. Baldwin?
Aye.
Barnard?
Aye.
Aye. Boner?
Aye.
Aye. Bouchard?
Aye.
Aye. Burns?
Aye.
Aye. Case?
Aye.
Aye. Christensen excused. Co? Aye. Dockstetter?
Aye.
Aye. Driscoll?
Aye.
Ellis?
Aye.
Aye. Emmerich?
Aye.
Hastert?
Aye.
Aye. Hicks?
Aye.
Aye. Kinski?
Aye.
Aye. Landon?
Aye.
Aye. Meyer?
Aye.
Aye. Moniz?
Aye.
Aye. Nethercott?
Aye.
Aye. Pappas?
Aye.
Aye. Perkins?
Aye.
Aye. Peterson?
Aye.
Aye. Rothfuss?
Aye.
Aye. Scott?
Aye.
Aye. Von Fladern?
Aye.
Aye. Wasserberger?
Aye.
Aye. President Bebout?
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote. Closing vote closed. 29 aye, 1 excused.
Senate File 50, having received the necessary two-thirds vote for introduction, Senate File 50 shall be referred to Committee Number 3, Revenue. Senate File 53, first reading of the Senate file.
Senate File 53, Small Water Projects, sponsored by the Water Committee.
Senator Hicks.
Mr. President, I move introduction of Senate File 53. And ask for your favorable consideration. This came out of work from the Wyoming Water Development Commission last year. They redid the criteria for the small water program. This is one of the criteria that was recommended to be changed or modified because it is in statutes. The Select Water Committee took it up. Basically, what this bill does is we have a gap right now in funding opportunities through the Water Development Program. We have projects that if they're over the $135,000 cap, they're not eligible for the Small Water Project Program, but they're not eligible also for the larger program, which requires a minimum of 2,000 acres or 25 taps for subdivisions or municipal projects. This gets rid of that gap, makes any water program in the state of Wyoming eligible to potentially come in under the Small Water Program. It does not change the amount of money that the state will financially contribute, which still remains the same as a maximum of $35,000 for any small water project. That's for your favorable consideration.
Chief Clerk, please call the roll.
Agar.
Aye.
Aye. Anderson.
Aye.
Aye. Anselmi Dalton.
Aye.
Aye. Baldwin.
Aye.
Barnard.
Aye.
Aye. Boner.
Aye.
Aye. Bouchard.
Aye.
Aye. Burns.
Aye.
Aye. Case.
Aye.
Christensen, excuse.
Coe.
Aye. Dockstetter.
Aye.
Driscoll.
Aye.
Aye. Ellis.
Aye.
Emmerich.
Aye.
Aye. Hastert.
Aye.
Aye. Hicks.
Aye.
Aye. Kinski.
Aye.
Aye. Landon.
Aye.
Aye. Meyer.
Aye.
Aye. Moniz.
Aye.
Aye. Nethercott.
Aye.
Aye. Pappas.
Aye.
Aye. Perkins.
Aye.
Aye. Peterson.
Aye.
Aye. Rothfuss.
Aye.
Scott.
Aye.
Aye. Von Fladern.
Aye.
Aye. Wasserberger.
Aye.
Aye. President Bebout.
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote. Closing vote closed. 28 aye, 1 excused.
Senate File 53, having received the necessary two-thirds vote for introduction, Senate File 53 will be referred to Committee Number 5, Agriculture. And the last one we're going to do today, Senate File 54. Will the Reedy Clerk please read it in?
Senate File 54, Water Development Project Requirements, sponsored by the Water Committee.
Senator Hicks.
Mr. President, I move introduction to Senate File 54 for introduction and ask for your favorable consideration. This, again, came out of work by the Water Development Commission and the Select Water Committee looking at the criteria for the Large Water Project Program. Currently, there is nothing in statutes that requires the establishment of an operation and maintenance account. And the current procedures within the Water Development Commission that varied when were inconsistent. Recommendation that come from the Select Water Committee then was to establish a framework for project sponsors receiving water development funds for the establishment of an operation and maintenance account. And this bill directs the Water Development Commission to develop criteria to implement that framework with two restrictions. It restricts the operation and maintenance accounts to only those project sponsors that have taken out a loan from the state. And it caps the amount of funds to be accrued by the sponsor to a maximum of 10% of the total project cost. I'd ask for your favorable consideration.
Chief Clerk, please call the roll.
Agar.
Aye.
Aye. Anderson.
Aye.
Aye. Anselmi Dalton.
Aye.
Aye. Baldwin.
Aye.
Barnard.
Aye.
Aye. Boner.
Aye.
Bouchard.
Aye.
Aye. Burns.
Aye.
Aye. Case.
Aye.
Aye. Christensen, excuse.
Coe.
Aye. Dockstetter.
Aye.
Driscoll.
Aye.
Aye. Ellis.
Aye.
Aye. Emmerich.
Aye.
Aye. Hastert.
Aye.
Aye. Hicks.
Aye.
Aye. Kinski.
Aye.
Aye. Landon.
Aye.
Aye. Meyer.
Aye.
Aye. Moniz.
Aye.
Aye. Nethercott.
Aye.
Aye. Pappas.
Aye.
Aye. Perkins.
Aye.
Aye. Peterson.
Aye.
Aye. Rothfuss.
Aye.
Aye. Scott.
Aye.
Aye. Von Fladern.
Aye.
Aye. Wasserberger.
Aye.
Aye. President Bebout.
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote. Closing vote closed. 29 aye, 1 excused.
Senate File 54, having received the necessary two-thirds vote for introduction, Senate File 54, referred to Committee Number 5, Agriculture. Messages from the House.
From the House of Representatives, February 12, 2018, message number one. Mr. President, the House of Representatives of the 64th Wyoming State Legislature Budget Session has been called to order by Speaker Steve Harshman and is ready to receive any communications that you may desire to submit. Message number 2, February 12, 2018. Mr. President, this is to inform you that Representative Evan Simpson has been appointed to Committee number 5, Agriculture, Public Lands and Water Resources, and Representative Clark Stith has been appointed to Committee number 1, Judiciary. Representative Hans Hunt has been appointed to be the chairman of Committee number 5, Agriculture, Public Lands and Water Resources. With this change, the standing committees of the 2017 General Session of the 64th Legislature will serve as the standing committees for the budget session of the 64th Legislature. Message number 3, February 12, 2018. Mr. President, the House of Representatives appointed the following employees for the 2018 budget session of the 64th Legislature. They are as follows. Chief Clerk, Wendy Harding. Assistant Chief Clerk, Carolyn Johnson. Administrative Assistant, Margie George. Computer Floor Clerk, Chris Carlson. Reading Clerk, Peggy Neiswanger. Journal Clerk, Nancy Schmidt. Support Clerk, Carmel Wallace. Attorney Secretary, Sandy Peterson. Majority Secretary, Leadership Secretary, Pam Landry. Committee Secretaries, Judiciary, Reba McLean. Appropriations, Mary Lee Dixon. Revenue, Barbara Clark. Education, Kathy Jansen. Agriculture, Barbara Clark. Travel, Kathy Jansen. Corporations, Cindy Farwell. Transportation, Bonnie Cruz. Minerals, Cindy Farwell. Labor, Bonnie Cruz. Rules, Pam Landry. Copy Center Clerk, Tammy Hubka. Television Receptionist, Bill Status Hotline, Patsy Holmes. Dispensing with reading, signed, Wendy Harding, House Chief Clerk.
Other announcements? There being none, Mr. Majority, Senator Case.
Do you mean committee announcements? Usually you do it after the motion.
We're going to do it after the motion.
Okay, thank you.
Senator Perkins.
Thank you, Mr. Senator. 10 a.m., Tuesday, February the 13th of 2018.
Announcements. Senator Hicks.
Mr. President, your committee number 5 will be meeting tomorrow upon adjournment in room S-27 to take up Senate File 44, Fire Protection Revolving Account, Senate File 45, State Fair Board, Senate File 53, Small Water Projects, and Senate File 54, Water Development Project Amendments.
Senator Case.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your committee number 7, Corporations, will meet tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. in Jonah Room S-18. We'll take up the following bills. Senate File 7, Insurance Corporate Governance Annual Disclosure. Senate File 8, Insurance Audited Annual Financial Reports. And it gets better and better, Mr. President. Senate File 9, Insurance Code Revisions. And if time permits, Senate File 38, Service Contracts Automatic Renewal Provisions. Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator Meyer.
Thank you, Mr. President. And, Mr. President, thank you for signing this so we could get right off and running on Monday night here for us here. We're going to meet upon adjournment here, let's say 4:05, something like that, down in S-27 to consider in the following Senate files. Senate File 31, Veterans Skilled Nursing Center. Senate File 32, Criminal Record Dissemination Military Department. Senate File 33, Military Member Spouse and Children Resident Tuition. And Senate File 34, Military Spouse Unemployment Sunset Repeal. Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator Emmerich.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your committee number 6, Travel, will meet tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. Jonah Room S-27 to consider the following bills. Senate File 3, Antelope Hunt Licenses. Senate File 4, Regulation of Bingo and Pool Tab Games. And Senate File 5, Medicine Lodge State Archaeological Site.
Senator Peterson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your committee number 3, Revenue, will meet tomorrow at 1 p.m. to pick up work on our Senate File 26, Nationwide Multi-State Licensing System Collection Agencies. Senate File 27, Excise Tax Audits. Senate File 49, Disposition of State School Land Revenue. And Senate File 50, Collection of State Financial Obligations.
Senator Burns.
Mr. President, your committee number 2, Appropriations, will meet 15 minutes upon the adjournment of both houses, 15 minutes after the adjournment of both houses this afternoon, to continue work on the budget bill. We will also be meeting at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning and at 10 minutes after noon recess tomorrow to also work on the budget bill.
Mr. Vice President, would you come up here, please? Senator Perkins, would you mind going over a little bit of what your plans are tomorrow for committee of the whole and some of the scheduled items we might be doing?
Okay, now we're light. Yes, tomorrow we're as you notice we've had committee meetings tonight. We're looking at bills, so our plan is that we will do committee of the whole tomorrow, assuming that some of the bills pass out of committee and come back. You never know what y'all might do with those once you get them into your committees. But when they come back, we will do that. So we'll have committee of the whole. We will do that. We'll probably come back and do a little bit of committee of the whole in the afternoon because we might get a bill or two back on some noon after some room recesses. And then once we're out of work to do, we'll go home or we'll adjourn for the day and move on.
Go home. It sounds a lot better than a journey. I have an announcement for all of you. There is a scheduled legislative capital tour tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. and upon noon recess as well. And for those of you, I think all of you have probably been to the Capitol, the restoration project that's ongoing. A tremendous amount of positive progress is being made, and I would highly encourage you to go if you have not. Even if you have lately, you'll be amazed at the progress we're making. By the way, it's on time and on budget. Plan to wear long pants and closed-toed shoes with hard soles and no heel. Leather is preferred. Parking in the construction trailer lot is limited, so you may have to park on the street. You want to meet at the construction trailers on 107 East 25th Street, just east of the Capitol. The middle door will say J.E. Dunn. Mr. Vice President.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your management council will meet upon adjournment tomorrow in L-51 to take up the two bills, which I am trying to find that we didn't finish last time, and to redo the lodging tax bill as far as I know. So tomorrow upon adjournment in L-51.
Any other announcements? Senator Hastert?
No.
Any other announcements? You heard the motion. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Senate is adjourned until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning. Thank you.